This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board, and do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know you could be listening to about 3 gazillion. It's a real number. Get over yourself. 3 gazillion other shows right now, but you've chosen this one, and I appreciate that a lot more than you can actually imagine. So anyway, there's so much going on over the weekend. I am so tired. Okay, let me change it. I am just so tired of all the, Trump's going to lose. You've been beaten by a gazillion numbers. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of things going on that they want you to feel like this guy absolutely stands no chance. Now, there's only one problem with all that malarkey, as they say. We went through this once before. Didn't we go through this last year? He didn't stand a chance. It's not going to happen. No way, no how. He can't make it. And he knocked out 16. You hear me? 16 of our, top candidates? Whatever you want to call them. I don't know if I call them top candidates, but they're calling them top candidates. I can't do much more about that. Anyway, I am Joe. I'm the senior host. Always a pleasure. And the other thing that's been driving me, now see, I'm not a sports guy. And those of you who know me really well know I'm not a sports guy. My wife is very excited about that, by the way. And I don't know if you've heard this, the stories going around about Michael Phelps, the guy that beat his brains out to win the medals he won. Before I get to that, I want to remind you. All right, if you're driving, don't write. But I want you to remind Evan Sayet. He's been on the show a gazillion times, right? And he's got a comedy show coming up on the 27th. Comedy/commentary. We have, right now, today, we have no Bill Maher, if you would. Not on the conservative side. You could think we do. You could like to believe we do. We don't. So Evan is our answer to Bill Maher. All right? And Evan will be at the El Portal Theater at two shows, 2 and 5, at Saturday, August 27th. Now, here's the deal. Make sure you put on your Sunday-go-to-meeting clothes, because if you don't put on your Sunday-go-to-meeting clothes, you're going to feel like a fool, all right, in that ripped T-shirt, when you show up on HBO. That's right. They're recording the show. They're going to sell it via DVD, put it up on whatever. And you can get your tickets. You should be able to get your tickets by going to evansayit.com, but I couldn't find them there. So we'll put them back up on our website. We will also, we'll put a link on it up on our website. We'll also, what else will we do? We'll do something to make it worth your while. No, seriously. Okay? Anyway, I am Joe, senior host, and let me get to the meat of the garbage going on in this country. I cannot believe how much we believe, listen to, follow. And I know you guys don't, because you're listening to me. You're a lot smarter than this. Although I did have somebody on Facebook tell me that absolutely nothing that comes out of my mouth is truth. So if I was you guys, I'd watch out. So CNN host slams America's greatest Olympian for not being black or a Muslim woman. Think about it. Michael Phelps may be the greatest. Now again, I'm not a sports guy, so I have to take your word for it, my brother's word for it, my cousins, who are all sports freaks. Michael Phelps may be the greatest Olympian the world has ever known, but for CNN's host W. Kamau Bell, he is just a tall, successful, rich white guy who clearly didn't need the honor. See what I mean? Even when you work hard and you deserve it, you don't deserve it because you're white. But that's not discrimination. How did that happen? So here I am. I'm a white guy. It won't matter what I accomplish. Because I'm a white guy, it won't count. Isn't that just wonderful? Anyway. This is CNN now. So you take it with a grain of salt. It's good for entertainment. Right? And so CNN's upset, or some of the CNN people are upset, that he's going to be one of America's flag bearers. So instead, I can't pronounce the name, and I'm not doing it on purpose, so get over yourself. She thinks that Iftaj Muhammad, a woman, an African-American, and a Muslim to boot, because that would be politically correct, right, should have been chosen because right now America has enough tall, successful, rich white guys hugging the spotlight. The man works for it. And you socialist pieces of work, you think that he doesn't deserve the spot, that somebody else didn't. This is the danger you're up against. Here's what I'd love to do. I would love for you, this is the way we get every small child to become a Republican, okay? I would love for you to show up at parks all over the place, okay? And when these groups win trophies or when they win, because the kids are catching on, okay, when they win, they get the gold, but take it away from them. Take the gold away, you know, when they win in these things, and you take the silver, take whatever. Give them nothing. Give them $5 gifts to McDonald's straight across. Show them that it doesn't matter how hard they work. They're really, because they're white, and just do it to the white kids, because I'm sure the black kids won't feel bad. You can start conditioning them now, right? All whites are bad. So start conditioning them right now. Make sure that you take everything away from the white guys and girls, although you probably won't do it with the girls, because they're females. You might put them at the end of the row. The white guys you're going to put out of the room, right? This story just keeps welling up inside of me. This shows you what the progressives want this country to be. Are you really good with that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paycon Attorney Spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
That's perfect. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do enjoy, you know, it sounds weird, right? I enjoy it. Oh, God. I really do enjoy the time that you spend with me. I do enjoy the time that you spend texting, tweeting with me, and all that other fun stuff. And you know, you got to get. I keep telling people this: you got to get involved in the conversation. I'll wait. You got to get involved in the conversation because whether it's with me or the people in the chat room or wherever you're going or whatever you're doing, if you're not involved in the conversation, then it's kind of you're only getting one side of it. You're only believing. Oh, here we go. I'm gonna make somebody crazy now, right? We're only believing that whatever you have to say, whatever you think, whatever tribe or group you belong to, that you're always right and everybody else is always wrong. I know hard, especially if you're from the East Coast. Very, very hard for you to fathom that. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we will, you know, I talked about Evan Sayet's event earlier. We will have links up on the website and other places to make sure that you can buy tickets. And in a few days, guess what I'm going to be doing? No, I'm not going to be hanging at the beach or anything like that. I'm going to be giving tickets away on the show. That's right. We've made a special deal. You know what I mean. And so we'll be giving away tickets on the show to be able to go see his show, should you be in Los Angeles. I always got a kick out of that. Right? When these announcers be going a million miles an hour, and they get to the word Los Angeles, and they come to a screeching halt, right? And I don't even want to make fun of it, because you guys will get mad at me, but basically the guy to the Los Angeles show is always Los Angeles. Like that made it a more important city. You know what I'm saying? I got the biggest, again, being from New England, I always get the biggest kick out of it. All right, let me get back to this. So, and I have to be a little lighthearted, because you progressive lefties, you make me nuts. You know, here's a guy, Phelps, who trained all his life, who beat his brains out to become one of the best Olympic athletes that we ever had, and he's not worthy because of his skin color. Martin Luther King would be rolling around in his grave right now if he could. If he could show up in the middle of an Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson rally, I think he'd smack the two of them, knock them right on their butts, and turn around and say, "Hey, I didn't die for this. This isn't why I would have never put my life on the line for this garbage that you people are doing today. I wanted everybody to have equal access. I did not want us to decide who got the trophy and who didn't." So she's an African-American Muslim, which means she deserves more than Phelps to have the right to, you know, walk the flag in. This guy deserves that right. If he gives it up, you know, think about it. He's a competitor. Right? He's a competitor. So he should be competing. He should be pushing back. He should be screaming in their ears. Now, I know the story's a couple days old, but liberals wanted U.S. swimmer Michael Phelps to give up the honor of carrying the American flag and leading his country's athletes at the opening ceremony for the Rio Olympic Games. He's the wrong color and the wrong sex, apparently. Right? And he goes on, come on, knock it off. God. What I loved, can you imagine if one of us, no offense, but right now America has enough tall, white, successful, rich guys. Can you imagine me going to a, I don't even know where I'd go. Let's say I go to a wrestling matches or fighting matches or whatever like that. Well, let's say there's a bunch of black guys there, a big, buff, strong black guys there, right? Oh, no, hey, what if I go to a basketball game and I stop the basketball game? And I go, no, we can't have any of this. There's way too many overpaid black basketball players. So no more. All-star games should be mostly white from now on. Can you imagine what they would do to me? Right? Bell writes that Muhammad carrying the flag would be much bigger than your one moment, Bell writes. Well, how would it be bigger? Oh, she says, it would be a symbol for our country in the moment when we are mostly known for one of the most contentious, controversial, scandal-ridden, hateful, xenophobic, I don't even know what this is, jingoistic? I think they make these words up as they go. And just generally unlikable presidential elections in recent memory. You know, here's the thing. If I talked like that about Hillary like she just did, they would strangle me, right? Oh, wait a minute, no, she's probably not talking about Hillary, is she? We should use them. So let me see. So what we should do is we should make it so that we should show our kids, our children, our athletes. See, the Olympics is not supposed to be political. Of course it is. So as I said, you know, the Olympics are just not supposed to be political. And here we are making it political. Now, Bell referred to Muhammad as a one-stop inclusion shop due to her race, sex. Now, we're not talking about the Prophet Muhammad. We're talking about the woman they want to replace him. So here's a woman. She's in fencing, or in the fencing part. I don't know. Has she won as many trophies as he has? Is she as well-known as she has? But again, here's the liberals again trying to tell you how you should live, who gets credit, who gets top billing, why they should get top billing. Now, perhaps when Muhammad has won dozens of Olympic medals over a 20-year career, she'll also get the opportunity, or perhaps a black Muslim swimmer will emerge who is a gender uncertain and slightly disabled to topple. Look, is this what they want? Is this what their mindset is? Maybe that's what you should do. Wouldn't it be great to have a black Muslim transgender female they don't call them disabilities anymore, my friends. They call them special abilities, well, whatever it is. Right? I mean, maybe they'll just show up like that and we'll go ahead and give the gold because there's way too many white people swimming in the pool that might get a medal. This is how acidine we've gone. This is how far it's gone. And how out of control it now is. Hey, I'm Joe Senior, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither.
That's right, I ain't going to school. I'm done. I can't learn anymore. Well, it ain't because I'm smarter than you. It really it really is simply because I'm just too stubborn to learn anything. You can't teach me nothing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I can get this. You know, as you guys were throwing me these stories, and you were throwing me these stories, about the Phelps thing. I'm thinking to myself, they tried this in the 80s, remember? They had, you know, you couldn't, they didn't keep scores. Everybody got a trophy, right? The whole nine yards. And the kids, after a while, they knew. You know what I'm saying? They knew exactly what was going on. They knew that they really didn't deserve the trophies. I mean, can we just not be stupid about it? If you think these kids don't know, you're out of your mind. They do know. Anyhow, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. How did this get up on my screen? Yeah, nobody noticed it. It's okay. I can live with it. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Anyway, the Phelps story should be making all you nuts. And the reason I say that is, again, it's the progressive left getting. Now, I would have never seen this. I wouldn't known anything about it because, again, I'm not a sports guy. I cannot get turned on. I cannot get excited by watching a bunch of grown men run up and down the field, run up and down a football field, a basketball court, or whatever, getting paid millions of dollars every year. And the reason they get paid millions of dollars is because you and I are watching them. Right? Because advertisers can pay big money for this kind of stuff. So they're getting millions of dollars. And what do you and I get? Bupkis. Nothing. Niente. Nothing. Right, unless you bet on them, and that's illegal. We don't do that. Right? So anyway, as far as Phelps goes, let's go on with this. Now again, see, you know what will happen tomorrow? When I come in, I'll have like 20 emails telling me that I'm an Islamic hater, or female hater, or a black female. I mean, I'm really screwed, right? We have a black female Muslim. So I'm just done, right? Do they say turn me over and poke me or whatever? So here you go. And so because she's a black female Muslim, and I don't even know what Phelps is. Does anybody care? I mean, if you're watching these guys play, do you go, gee, I hope he's a Christian and wins? Is that what you do? I don't watch this stuff. I get a little excited for some of the, you know, when somebody really, these one-on-one sports like tennis and that kind of stuff, I can't watch it. You know, I not for long periods of time, but I can appreciate, and it's not a color, it's not a male or female thing, but I can appreciate how much work goes into it. I can only imagine, you know, to be the best from all over the world, you have to work hard and long at it. You give up a lot as a young person. You know, some of these Olympic gold, these Olympic medalists of any kind, or even people that just become part of the competition, if you would, they give up a lot when they're young. There's a lot of things they didn't do that the other kids did. So give them credit. Why take something away from them? Somebody just sent me a hashtag. If you're going to talk about this, you should use this hashtag. White swimmers' lives matter. Yeah, I know. I said it. Too bad. Deal with it. It's just asinine, is it not? Now she's a fencer, which I guess is good for Olympics. And she says so here's the person. Come on, this is really frosty. You got to pay attention. This is the person they want us to give the flag to. They want Michael to hand the flag over to this person. All right? So she's an American Muslim fencer who is the country's first Olympian to wear a hijab. Says that she does not feel safe in the U.S. Well, you know, somebody says it. I know it's becoming a little bit kind of a side story. But here's the deal. If it's so dangerous to be a Muslim in this country, if you don't care for this country, if you think it's so bad and it's so wrong and it's so Muslim-phobic, why do you come here? What are you doing here? I'm just curious. You know what I'm saying? I'm lost. So her name is Abritha, I think that's it, Mohammed. She's 30 years old. She's currently in Rio. And she represents the U.S. in saber fencing. She's ranked 8th in the world. Do you think that Dubai has a saber fencing or Saudi has a saber fencing? You think Iran has saber fencing? I mean, I don't know. I'm asking. Right? So, well, much as... she's ranked 8th in the world, and she geared up for her first Olympics after missing the 2012 London Games. She had a hand injury. Now, while much has been reported concern over health and safety in the Brazilian city, Mohammed says she feels unsafe in the U.S. Well, good. I'll tell you what. Drink their water, not ours. How's that? Let me know how that works out for you. She says, I feel unsafe all the time. I had someone follow me home from practice and try to report me to the police. Well, you had a weapon in your hand. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, there are stupid people everywhere. You know, it's really funny how they want to complain like that. Right? So at what point can we call the police? Do you have to wait till they put the box down, some weird-looking box, and they run two wires to it, and they run the wires over to their car, whatever they're doing, you know what I mean? Or they see a car with all kinds of explosives in it. What's the point? At what point are they allowed to call the police? Maybe we can get some insight from the White House. What do you think? Right? Now, she says, I'm very vocal about these things because I want people to know I'm not a novelty. I'm not special in any way. I'm a woman who wears a hijab, and these are my experiences. Well, good. So if you're a woman who wears a hijab and you don't want anything special, you don't want to be treated special, then don't take the flag from Phelps. You should open your mouth right away to CNN and say, hey, you know what? No. He deserves it. Right? He worked hard for that. He deserves it. So the New Jersey-born athlete said the U.S. is at a point where it needs to change its dialogue following incidents like Donald Trump's recent dig at a Muslim couple who spoke at a demonstration. Look, we've all said that was the wrong thing to say. But I got to ask a question. Was that as bad as, worse, or not as bad as Hillary Clinton calling the people who lost their kids liars? Now, don't write me an email saying she didn't use the word liar. She didn't have to. Right? They didn't tell me the truth. That's lying. Right? They misunderstood that. You know, I don't want to hear it. They misspoke. That word there goes through me like a red hot knife. But I mean, seriously. This is getting so out of control. How one side can say whatever they want to, and the other side gets chastised for everything they say. Hillary Clinton, in emails, and to those parents directly, separately, you think they huddled up in the back room and said, okay, you say she said this, I'll agree with you, we'll talk about that, and then we'll do this. You think they did that? I don't think so. Anyhow. The stuff is already making me not like. So it says the popular fencer is already gathering attention in the U.S. after teaching First Lady Michelle Obama how to fence in April. She also appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres Show in March. She was chosen at one time at one of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of 2016, and she recently met with President Obama at the White House. Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to switch subjects on the other side of the break because this is going to make me crazy. Push back. This is where we're headed. See, this is when you should give him all the support you can. Find out his email address and let Michael know. Don't give in to these people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Style. I'll be back in a minute.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, the, all right, so I was going to, all right, don't laugh at me. I was going to stop doing this story, but I can't. Because this is, somebody sent me another story on it, or another link on it, that made my mind explode. It's a heck of a mess in there between the ears, I got to tell you. So, take a look. Take a listen. All right? So, apparently, I didn't know this, but Camus Bell wrote a letter to Phelps. Or maybe wrote a letter and just stuck it up on CNN. I don't know. And the letter says, let me see. Dear Mr. Phelps, thank you. I really appreciate the fact that you have made or will make the right choice here. You haven't announced it yet, but I'm sure you will soon. Now here's the part which would make me pick up the phone and call this person and tell them to go pound sand. Okay? You know, here you want somebody to do what you perceive in your little world, what you perceive is the right thing. But while you're doing it, you're going to be sarcastic and needle the person you're trying to get to do the right, what you perceive is the right thing. I wholeheartedly believe it's wrong. Now, I know you have a big machine behind you with the Olympics coming up. Must be extremely hectic around you right now. It has to be difficult to contact all your trainers and coaches and business managers, talent managers, Hollywood agents, sponsors, counselors, associated charities, foundations, staff, assistants, friends, family, boys club, girls club, and let them know that you have turned down such an honor. What do you think? Right? Think about that. Now, obviously, I'm talking about what I hope will be your decision to decline the position as flag bearer in the opening ceremonies of the Olympics in Rio. Now, while you haven't said this yet, I am sure this is what you're going to do, because you are not only an Olympic hero, you are, by medal count, the Olympic hero. And yes, being asked to carry the flag is a big deal, and I'm betting that even a star of your magnitude is still feeling the glow of being voted to carry the flag by your Olympic peers. So she wants, again, remember we've seen this happen in classrooms and other places. So she has decided on her own, the CNN writer, that even though she never competed in Jack, she has no right to tell this guy what to do. So since she hasn't competed, now do you think the Olympic peers could have picked another black female Muslim that's competed? I think that was a how about a male black Muslim? I mean, they could have picked anybody, right? So she wants to circumvent. She wants Michael to circumvent what his peers had voted for and say no. Now, she goes on to say, but I know that you must know that there is a bit of choice for this flag. The athlete who came in second to you in the vote for the flag bearer is fencer Ibath Muhammad. Now, you know she deserves that flag more than you do. I can't stand it. It shouldn't be that big of a deal for you to give up your spot. For one thing, according to the Los Angeles Times, the vote was close. So what? So is that how we do things now? We take second place? Oh, my God. So we've already lost. I mean, according to CNN, we've already lost the presidency, right? Because if Hillary doesn't win, she's going to write the same letter to Trump. Well, you know that Hillary should have won because she's a female. With 22 Olympic medals, you have already you're already the most decorated athlete in Olympic history. You already know how America feels about you. You even forgave that youthful indiscretion of being photographed smoking from the water pipe. Yes, because Clinton didn't do it, right? Did you forgive Clinton? And he was proud of it, but he didn't inhale. Barack only was proud about it, but he inhaled and did much more. We've forgiven those other youthful indiscretions, even the one that happened just about 2 years ago when you weren't so youthful. She says, what I'm trying to say here is that as far as America is concerned, you are the golden boy. You getting the opportunity to carry that flag is like Michael Jordan getting a free pair of Nike sneakers. You're both the living embodiment of the honor you are getting. To put it another way, in the make-your-own-ice-cream sundae bar of life, your sundae is lousy with hot fudge, butterscotch, strawberry sauce, whipped cream, nuts, sprinkles, extra scoops of ice cream, and so many maraschino cherries that five-year-old kids with mouthfuls of maraschino cherries yell at you as you pass by. That's too many cherries. How many of you think this is the right thing to do? Right? Now, why would you... Again... he goes on, she goes on, it goes on to say, I don't know if it was a guy or girl that wrote this. It would be a symbol for our country in the moment when we are mostly known for one of the most contentious, controversial, scandal-ridden, hateful Zetas. You know, I already read this to you. She thinks this will bring us together, but it won't. It won't bring us together because you got guys like me and others that are sitting here saying, hey, guess what? You're showing exactly what guys like me have been saying forever. You don't want equality. You want control. You're not interested in what's right or wrong. You're only interested in what gets you more. Come on. How does anybody on the right justify this? The man worked hard, very hard, for what he got. He deserves it. He deserves the right. He was voted by his peers to carry that flag. And again, the left steps in and says, well, they were wrong, we're right. It's just nuts. All right, let's shift gears. What about the, did you guys hear a story about the fire marshal who shut down the Trump rally? And he actually, let's be honest about it. He didn't shut down the rally. He might as well, because he wouldn't allow enough people in. But he didn't shut down the rally. Now, the article goes on to say the reason why thousands of supporters were turned away from the Friday rally for Republican president nominee Donald Trump in Columbus, Ohio, might have had a little bit more to do with politics than public safety. See, they always do this. And I love it. Story after story after story. I just find it just so amusing. And satisfying, actually, to a degree. Because they're so predictable, you see it coming, do you not? The event was held at the Greater Columbus Convention Center, a venue that can see well over 4,000 people. But the fire marshal, Kevin O'Connor, he limited the size of the event to 1,000. He's got the right to do that. And speaking with reporters before the rally, Trump was clearly not happy about the situation. And he called out the fire marshal for playing politics. And you know what? He might not be too far from the truth. See, it would appear that O'Connor, now when I came from, we said O'Connor, and I'm sure you'll hear about that from Kimberly when she comes on, that O'Connor is part of the Democrat machine via Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther, who's also a Democrat, an active Democrat. Now, Trump was ridiculed for calling it a political stunt, a political maneuver, whatever. Right? But when the fire marshal saw that line go around the building, he knew they had an issue they had to deal with. Just one day before Trump's rally, though, in Columbus, Mayor Ginther had campaigned with a Democrat, with Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. Now, it's pathetic that thousands of people who waited in line were turned away from this rally for political reasons. Trump's events are still selling out all over the place. And think about this. The rally, is they took pictures of that rally to try to show it as a failure. Okay? Now, as awful as this move was, we're not surprised, right? We're going to see this stuff. We're going to see this stuff take place all over the place. I'm telling you, you guys on the right, you hardcore conservatives that are saying, oh, they're going to steal this, they're going to steal this election, they're going to, right? Get out to the polls. Then you watch what happens. Okay, you keep track of what happens. You write it down. You take notes. You write down plate numbers. In the last election here in Los Angeles, I got to talk fast. They caught. They reported, but nothing was done. They reported about a white van that was going around to the different polls that people were voting. Okay, somebody would go in, they would see who came in to vote and who didn't. All right, they would write it down, they'd go out to the end of the driveway, because a lot of polls here in L.A. are in garages, and they would say, you know, give the address, and all of a sudden that white van would pull up. There was video and reports, and nobody did Bupkis again. And not that it would help the Republicans, we still wouldn't win anything. But it's cheating, and cheating is cheating. And you've got to be one low piece of pond scum to be excited about winning a race that you had to cheat at to win. And there's people out there to do it. They'll say, I don't care what it takes, I'm going to win. I don't care who does what, I'm going to win. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. And I do mean don't go far.